Greetings, salutations, blessings, and blissings, beloveds. Wow, it feels so good to say that again. Y'all, this is Tizzle, and I am so grateful to be back to share our fourth period with you. It's been 3 years since the last episode, y'all. And when I tell you so much has transpired in those past 3 years, you can only imagine. But you don't have to imagine, because that's why I'm back. In this first episode, I just want to do a quick recap. I just want to give a quick outline of the things that I'll be sharing with y'all in this season of our fourth period. First and foremost, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I highly, highly, highly suggest you go back and listen to the first 11 episodes of our fourth period, just to root and ground you into why this podcast even exists. I have since updated the bio of the podcast. I have new links for the website, because it's all new shit, y'all. We out here doing new shit. And today is the beginning of the fall equinox. So what better time to restart this really healing project that I began so long ago? For those who don't know, my first name is Ailea, my last name is Thomas, but most people call me Tizzle. If you go back to the very first episode, I break down why people call me Tizzle, and I encourage you to check it out. Over the past 3 years, I have been doing a tremendous amount of healing, of releasing, of finding myself, finding my voice, really tapping into this idea of worthiness. And I have also been challenging myself in pursuit of entrepreneurship and finally being my own boss, and understanding that despite this previous belief that I had, that I had to work with somebody else in order to be successful, and where I'm at now, and how that idea about myself has really shifted and changed. I am so excited to embark on this journey with y'all. It's about to be good. All right, I'm back. I had to take a quick moment because we really here. We really doing this again. So let's get into the nitty gritty, y'all. If you recall, in the last episode, I set some pretty lofty goals. Okay, maybe lofty is not the word to use, but I set out some goals, and I just wanted to go through those and let y'all know what happened, how things shifted, and where we're at now. So if y'all remember, and if you don't, like I said, go back. There was this survey that I really struggled to share the information from with y'all. It was really intense. I felt like, who was I to share this information? And the reason why I felt that is because I didn't have a solution at the time. At the end of episode 11, I share how I had written out a curriculum, which I did, and how I was going to start an online class through Teachable. And that didn't happen, y'all. That did not happen. However, so many other things have transpired since then, and I just... There's a new energy, there's a new purpose, there's a new vibe, and I'm so excited to just lay that all out for y'all and to get you up to date. All right, so here we go. Back in May of 2020, right after the last episode, because the last episode happened right around Mother's Day of 2020, I began working at an all-vegan grocery store in East Hollywood called Bestie's Vegan Paradise. And I worked there for a year, and it was truly one of the most life-changing experiences that I ever had for multiple reasons. I met a lot of wonderful people while I was working there, and I learned. I learned so much, y'all. I was there until July of 2021. And then, right after I left Bestie's Vegan Paradise, I began working for the beautiful soul, Ray. I call her Radiance, and she is the owner of Raw Cane Super Juice in Little Armenia or Thai Town, depending on who you talk to, right? And I worked there. First, I started off working in Manhattan Beach Farmers Market, and that was so dope. I enjoyed it. And then there was a plot twist. Out of nowhere, I got a call from one of my old professors at Cal State Long Beach, Lori Gatlin. Y'all, Lori called me, and she had left a message asking if I still had my credential, if I was still interested in teaching, because she had an opportunity for me. Y'all, I remember shutting down my phone, restarting it, because I thought it was a joke. I straight up thought it was a joke, like who, what, how, when. Anyway, it was not a joke, y'all. I ended up calling Lori back. We had this wonderful conversation. She is a fellow Pisces. For those that don't know, I'm a Pisces sun, March 19th, 1983. We in here, okay? And essentially, Lori provided me with an opportunity to become a professor at California State University, Long Beach. So y'all, in August of 2021, I stopped working the Manhattan Beach Farmers Market, and then I began teaching as a part-time professor at California State University of Long Beach. Woo! Y'all. So, if we go back and we think about what I was saying at the end of episode 11 and how I wanted an opportunity to provide solutions for what was in the survey, Spirit was just all up in my face like, okay, here you go. And y'all, from August of 2021 through May of 2023, I did that. Not without trials and tribulations. We'll go through that, but I did that. Spirit was not playing, and the impact, the influence, the catalyzing, the alignment that I was able to instill with the students that I was able to teach at Cal State Long Beach. Whoop, so affirming, so beautiful, but I had to go. I couldn't stay. We'll talk more about that later as well. Anyway, while I was a professor at Cal State Long Beach, I was still working with Raw Cane Super Juice. I ended up switching, like I said, from the Manhattan Beach Farmers Market, and then I switched over to Atwater Village Farmers Market, and that was amazing. The community, the then market manager, shout out to Nina, y'all, the community there was amazing. The families, the fashion, the food, it was, that place was incredibly healing for me in my journey. And I was there from, I want to say like maybe September 2021. And then I left because y'all, you know that entrepreneurial spirit that's in me. it started to take flight. So I was there until October of 2022. Wait, but then let me go back again. September of 2021, I began working at Phoebe Peacock. Shout out to Jennifer Hardaway, my beloved Solstice star. Y'all, I've known Jennifer for over, I want to say 13 years now. And she has been such a powerful influence in my journey because she is where, one, the only place where I was getting my perfumes unless I was gifted something. Two, she's the one who taught the class that I took in April of 2020 where I learned how to blend perfumes. Three, I started working for her and so my knowledge just continued to increase. And four, working there put me on that through the power of scent, perfume oils, fragrance oils, essential oils, I started to realize that I was directly communicating with spirit. And I'll go over that story a different episode, but shout out to Jennifer for allowing me to have the opportunity to work alongside her at Phoebe Peacock on Saturdays blending perfumes. It is the most amazing experience. I love it. I could do it all day. And just the energy between Jennifer and I, it is so beautiful, y'all. Like, talk about ideal place to work. It just so fitting. Now that I'm very deeply rooted into my own entrepreneurial journey, I am not there as much on Saturdays. I'm there at least once a month. That's my goal. And that's because I am really taking off with my business. And then something else that I want to mention that's just been really pivotal to my journey is the Cosmic Labyrinth family. Y'all, I met Rishi. Most people call him Indy. But Indy Rishi Singh. And I met him through this program ran by Dr. Ebony Utley for social justice entrepreneurship. And I was so captivated by Rishi's energy. And at the time, he was talking about alternative education. And y'all know, alternative education is my jam. Finding out different ways to educate people, regardless of their age, but really moving out of that traditional sense of education. And that's what Rishi was talking about. So I ended up sending Rishi an email. And he put me on to the Cosmic Labyrinth, y'all. I have been flowing with the Cosmic Labyrinth since March of 2022. And the activations we have done, the way we have worked with community. Y'all, what just popped off last weekend at Bhakti Fest in Joshua Tree. Oh my goodness, like the excitement is real. All of that to say is when you really put your heart, when you really put your mind, when you write it down, the way universe, spirit will align things for you, there's nothing like it. And there are so many things that I could not have even imagined that I've experienced just because of being very intentional about where it is I want to go and what it is that I want to do. And where I am in my life right now, I am so grateful, so, so grateful. And it has furthered my intentionality, my belief in spirit, my belief that I can create the reality that I want for myself. It's not a game. And that's what I'm so excited to share with y'all in this podcast. So, I feel like this is a good place to kind of coast and chill. The next episodes will elaborate more on those journeys and where I've been and where I'm going. For those of you who are not used to me in this podcast, let me just explain a couple things. Y'all are podcast fam, and I love y'all very much. For those of you that are new, welcome to this space. I'm so appreciative and grateful for everyone who takes the time to listen to this podcast with little old me. And I just want to clarify, right? Like, I am not focused on having the sound be so crisp and quiet and this and that. No, y'all, there are sometimes I will be on this podcast and I'll be driving. I'll be on the road. Like, I'm in my car right now in Hermosa Beach just chilling because, like, the mood striked. And I was like, let's get this out the way. That's how I flow, y'all. That's how I roll. And like I said earlier, that has a lot to do with just like my Piscean energy. So be prepared for that. Now, as far as the schedule, I am not going to commit to doing anything weekly, right? But I will commit to being open and honest and sharing. The other thing that I will commit to for this season is having guests. I'm really excited about having more guests. That was something that I said I would do in the last episode of season one, and I'm really about that. If you are ever interested in being a guest on this podcast, all you have to do is send me a message. My social media handles are tagged, and you can also just directly comment on this podcast in Spotify. So yeah, y'all, this is it. I am excited. Thank you for listening to this very short and sweet first episode with that brief recap. And I just really look forward to sharing more about my adventures, more about astrology. Y'all, even sharing some oracle card readings, having guests on here who dabble in hypnosis, who dabble in somatic therapy, because our fourth period is deeply rooted in the healing of everyone who is called. Y'all just all right. Thank you again for listening. Tizzle out.